Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chair. At the outset, I should like to deliver a joint statement on behalf of France and the United Kingdom on the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. Chair, on the 6th of April 1998, France and the United Kingdom jointly ratified the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, the CTBT. We were the first nuclear weapon states to do so and remain today the only ones to be parties to the treaty. The decision to ratify the CTBT was grounded in our commitment to lead by example. France and the United Kingdom sent a powerful message to the international community about the need to halt nuclear testing. The CTBT's significance lies in its comprehensive approach to deterring and putting an end to nuclear tests by prohibiting all nuclear test explosions and building an international monitoring system. The treaty seeks to curb the development of new and more sophisticated nuclear weapons, thus preventing vertical proliferation of nuclear weapons and promoting disarmament. Chair, today the CTBT remains more relevant than ever. France and the UK remain determined to continue to protect, work towards the universalisation of the treaty and to promote its entry into force. We call on all states that have not yet done so to join us in this crucial endeavour. In this regard, France and the United Kingdom remain deeply concerned over Russia's decision to withdraw from the CTBT and what this implies in terms of their plans to test nuclear weapons. This is one of several irresponsible actions from Russia affecting international security and the disarmament architecture. We also recall that the DPRK is the only country to have performed explosive nuclear tests in the 21st century. In this context, we wish to reaffirm that the entry into force of the CTBT is the only way to make the voluntary moratorium almost universally accepted, given the 187 signatures and 178 ratifications of this treaty. We recall that the relevant resolution urges all states that have not yet done so to sign and ratify the CTBT without delay or preconditions, particularly the 9 remaining Annex II states whose ratification is required for the treaty to enter into force. Entry into force is the only way to finalise the unique specific verification regime under the CTBT, particularly the implementation of the on-site inspection process. Chair, over the years, France and the United Kingdom have provided political, technical and financial support to the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organisation, the CTBTO, and have fully supported the operation of the CTBTO's International Monitoring System and the International Data Centre, despite the treaty's provisional status. Our continued support for these efforts demonstrates our commitment to the treaty's objectives. By showcasing our transparency and efforts, we aim to build trust and encourage other nations to follow suit. Thank you very much, Chair. I should now like to deliver some remarks on negative security assurances in my national capacity. Negative security assurances given by France to all non-nuclear weapons states parties to the NPT who respect international non-proliferation objectives. These are regularly reiterated, reaffirmed and recalled in our national report handed in under the relevant provision of the treaty. These security assurances result from 3 elements. Firstly, French dissuasion doctrine. First of all, to the extent that this affirms unambiguously and constantly the strictly defensive vocation of the French nuclear deterrent, as well as the declaration of the 6th of April 1995, in which France reiterated for all non-nuclear weapons states party to the NPT who respect their commitments and the security safeguards guarantees that it had given from 1982. The Security Council took note of this in Resolution 984. It reiterated in Resolutions 1897 and others. France believes this commitment is legally binding and considers itself fully bound by this commitment and intends to apply it in good faith. Lastly, the signing of the protocols to the treaty creating or urging the creation of nuclear weapons free zones covering over 100 states, and which I recalled this morning. These commitments, of course, do not affect the right to legitimate self-defense as enshrined in Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. I would also just like to clarify that France, the UK and the US have also reiterated in their declaration of the 4th August 2022 the legitimate interest of NNWS to receive NSAs. France calls on all nuclear weapon states to respect their commitments taken vis-a-vis NNWS as regards NSAs. France firmly condemns violation by Russia of its obligations and international commitments, both under the United Nations Charter as well as under the Budapest Memorandum. We therefore call on Russia to comply with its commitments and to put an end to its war of aggression. Thank you very much, Chair.